negative part of it is strictly linked to the security level and the security situation in a given country. If I can give you an example, if you take Egypt or Libya, for instance, two countries where the Arab Spring has already taken place, the remittance has increased. We have witnessed positive growth rates in both countries. On the other hand, if you take the example of Syria, where the situation from a security point of view is still unstable, you could see that the remittance basically have slowed down. For Western Union, for instance, we have experienced something like -20% to 25% in terms of activity.
Which country in the region has seen the maximum flow of inward remittances and why?
I would say that in the world of remittance, you can divide countries into send and receive. You have basically in the region the oil-rich countries such as Saudi Arabia, UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, and Oman. And you have, on the other hand, the manpower exporter countries such as Egypt, Yemen, Lebanon, and Jordan. If we look at the top recipient in the region, that should be Egypt, definitely, around $8 billion.
Now, if you talk about the UAE, about 70% of the people living here are expats. How do remittance outflows affect the country financially?
Well, the UAE economy is, I don't think it is affected by the outbound remittance. It's attracting even more people to come and work in the UAE. And as you can see around you, the UAE market is prospering. While some people would think that some Gulf countries and namely the UAE had benefited from the Arab Spring, I would think that the Arab Spring have benefited from the Gulf region, because basically the Gulf countries and UAE in particular, they didn't change anything in their policies. They kept on, you know, welcoming expatriates and migrants, and people could find jobs here and earn money in order to send it back home.